Om Jnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakusoran Melitam Minandasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamadan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagar Jatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parjana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishagandvidamscha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोविक कंता राधा कंता नमस्ते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिय पंचकल्पतृभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिव जनि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे So, Sukadeva Goswami is speaking to Parikshit Maharaj and relating about the appearance of Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. As Kamsa during the marriage ceremony was taking Vasudeva and Devaki, his cousin sister, and he was riding on the chariot, and then one prophecy came, one voice from the sky that the eighth child will kill you. The eighth child of Devaki will kill you. So hearing that, he was very much perplexed and fearful and ready to kill his sister. But Vasudev was very intelligent. He pacified him with logical words that he does not have to fear from Devaki, but from the children. So he promised to give each of his children, although the eighth child was supposed to kill Kamsa. So he was pacified and he let them go home, and then Vasudev, after the first child was born, and they gave him the name also Kirtiman, as it is the system right after birth. There's a ceremony usually after 10 days for the Brahmanas, 10 days according to Vedic literatures, after 12 days for the Brahmanas, after 15 for the Vaishyas, and after 1 month for the Shudras. The Namkaran ceremony is performed, name giving ceremony. In the general for Vaishnavas, after 10 days. So the child was named, and right after that, so he came to the prison, and then he came to the place where he was staying, and he was ready to take the child. And Vasudev saw, of course, it is natural for the parents to be attached to the child, but still, he was a perfect gentleman, and Brahmana or a Vaishnav, a gentleman, he will keep his word. So he promised that he will give all of his children, not just the 8, but each child, just to pacify him. And so Kamsa, so he was thinking at the time also that I don't have to fear from the first child. So he was telling them also that, no, you keep the child, no problem. I don't have to fear from him. Because Vasudeva, he was a little bit also understanding the nature of Kamsa, that he could change his mind, but still, so he kept the child. But then, by the will of Providence, as explained here, in these verses, that Narada Muni, the great sage, Narada Muni came. And Narada Muni, so pure devotee of the Lord, but sometimes it is difficult to understand the plan of the Supreme Lord or the activities even of the great devotees who are inspired by the Supreme Lord. So it is quite amazing that Narada Muni, from one point of view, from the ordinary point of view, that he approached Kamsa and informed him that that actually if each of the children could be Vishnu. So one would think that usually Vaishnava, he will not do that, go to the enemy. And it was known that he was an atrocious person, Kamsa. He was not a godly person. But the great sages sometimes act in a way which we cannot understand, so therefore we have to be always respectful in our dealings with the devotees. And so sometimes the Lord is inspiring some devotees and even ordinary person to act in a certain way. So Krishna has his plan, or sometimes it is in the material world that something has to happen in a certain way. So, being informed by Kamsa, by Narada Muni Kamsa, so he became very fearful. In this material world, even one is very powerful, but if he's not properly situated in spiritual life, it is natural to be fearful of that. That is, everyone is fearful of that in this material world, except their devotees. Of course, even sometimes devotees, they also become fearful. It is natural because nobody, by nature everyone is eternal, and it is natural to always want to live in this world. But that is not possible. At one point one has to give up the body. So for the devotees it is easier to be not afraid of that. But in order to be completely free from any fear, one has to be transcendentally situated. If one is not strong, then some fear may be there. But as devotees, we depend on Krishna. And so we accept whatever is happening by the will of the Lord. And the devotees, they have knowledge that life is eternal. And even if some fear may be there, but because the devotees have knowledge, they can cope with the situation. Because the devotees, they know that we are eternal. Whereas the materialistic persons, they don't have any idea, clear idea, what will happen after death. Most of the people. Of course, Kamsa, he was knowledgeable, and he had knowledge also of the soul. But he was a demoniac person. He didn't worship God. So he had some knowledge, but he didn't have full knowledge about the Absolute Truth. And he was not surrendered due to the modes of material nature, the lower modes of passion and ignorance. Also, we should understand by nature everyone is a servant of Krishna. Even the greatest demon is a servant of Krishna or Vishnu. But due to the lower modes of material nature, somebody becomes sinful and inimical towards the Supreme Lord and the devotees of the Lord. So that was the situation with Kamsa. And so he was, although he was powerful, very powerful, but he was afraid of death. He didn't want to die. Therefore, when Narada told him that you have to be careful, so then he took the advice of Narada Muni and he changed his mind and he thought I have to kill all of the children of Vasudeva and Devaki. And so here is mentioned that Kamsa, he thought that all the members of the Yadu dynasty were demigods, which is actually a fact. So when Krishna is coming to this world, he's coming with his eternal associates are accompanying him. But for the purpose of performing the pastimes in this world, then is also asking the demigods to assist in the pastimes. Even sometimes they have to take the roles of some demons by the will of the Lord. And so with the understanding, because for Kamsa, so he was inimical towards the Supreme Lord, but also he didn't appreciate the demigods, because the demigods are devotees of the Lord, mostly. So the demigods are also enemies of the demons. And of course the devotees, they are usually very humble, and they are simply engaged with the service of the Lord. So he was not so much afraid of the devotees, but of the demigods, because the demigods are very powerful. He was afraid of them. And so he thought any of the children can be either Vishnu or a demigod. And anyone could kill me. So therefore before he was actually in house arrest in the beginning, just staying at home, and the house was guarded, some watchmen were there, but after he became fearful and he wanted to be sure that every child is delivered, so he put them in a prison. And there were iron shackles were there, so they could not move around much. And therefore he killed each year, he killed the children of Vasudeva and Devaki. And of course in the pastimes of the Lord, many things are served in one activity of the Lord. Many purposes are served. There are actually the Vasus, and they were cursed due to having offended a sage. They were cursed to die right after taking birth. And also the Acharyas have explained that the six sons of Vasudeva and Devaki, the first six sons, they represent the enemies of the living entities actually. And Kam, Krodh, Lobh, Moh, Mada, Matsarya. So lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion and envy. So they have to be destroyed, and then only Balaram will come and make the heart ready so that Krishna can appear. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining also in the purport that Jiva Goswami was mentioning about this information in a book called Hari Vansa. And there is explained that when Narada Muni went to see Kamsa, Kamsa actually very nicely received him, because he was well known as a great sage. And Kamsa also know that he knew that one has to respect the brahmanas and the sages. And being nicely received, and Narad Muni gave him this information that it is better not to spare any of the children. And so hearing that, and he immediately went ahead to kill the first child and the second, the third, after each year. Then, so Prabhupada is explaining here that Ajana Sankaya. So that word at the end, that refers, Ajan makes one who is not taking birth. Aja, Janma, or Ja, Kirtidaja. So Srimati Radharani, she is known as having appeared from the womb of Kirtida. Of course, sometimes it is explained that we accept that she appeared from a lotus flower or in the Jamuna River. But so that the one who appeared from the father and mother, so the name is given, like Nandaja, Nanda Putra, Nandaja, he is appearing. Krishna appeared as a son of Nanda, or Devaki, or Yashoda. So one who is not taking birth is known as Ajanma, Aja. Even Krishna is referred to as that, Ajay, one who is unborn, one who is transcendental. Generally, so Vishnu is known in this way, is the Supreme Lord and is appearing. So therefore, it is mentioned here that Manushim Tanum Ashritam, that Krishna is appearing just like an ordinary child to bewilder the demons and also to give pleasure to his parents. Also Vasudeva and Devaki, they were actually praying to the Lord to have a child, to have the Supreme Lord as a child, as their child. So therefore, first of all, he appeared as Vishnu just to instill faith in faith in them that he is actually the Supreme Lord. So he appeared in form as Vasudev Krishna, but then he turned into a small child with two arms only and crying like any ordinary child. Because that was the desire of Vasudeva and Devaki also, to have the Supreme Lord as their child. And so he fulfilled the desire. And of course, in Braj, Krishna at the same time, he appeared as Yashoda Nandan, Nanda Nandan. So that is Yashoda Nandan, Swayamrup, Sri Krishna. Whereas Vasudev Putra, Vasudev Krishna is the expanded form of Yashodananda Krishna. He's Bhagavan, but he's not Swayam Bhagavan. He's not the original Supreme Personality of God as Bhav Prakash. So that is an important point which Sri Prabhupada is also then mentioning further on, that one should know in truth how Krishna takes his birth transcendentally. So for ordinary persons, they think that Krishna is just a child, and even Kamsa, so he didn't believe that Vasudev Putra Vasudev is the Supreme Lord. He was not completely convinced, because the Supreme Lord cannot be killed. So therefore he tried, but of course he was not successful, because the Supreme Lord is eternal and can never be harmed. He is completely transcendental to this material world. So Prabhupada is quoting the verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yoveti tattvataha tyaktva deham puna janma naiti maam eti swajuna. That veti tattvataha, that is important. Veti means to know, tattvata in truth. So one who knows Krishna in truth, about this dibya, his divine janma, birth and karma activities, then he who knows that in truth, tyaktva deham puna janma, he will not have to take birth again. And he will attain the spiritual abode. So, and in Bhagavad Gita, this word tattvataha, even veti tattvataha, is mentioned in a few places. Also in the 7th chapter, Manushanam sasreshu kaschit yatadisidhiye yatadam abhisidhanam kaschimam veti tattvataha. So Krishna is explaining to Arjuna there also in the 7th chapter. So among the human beings, Manushya, Mruchanam Sahasrishu, about thousands of human beings, one may know me. And those who know me, how do you want those meet truth? So we can see in Bharatvarsha in India, there are more than 1 billion, 1 billion 300 million people living. Of them, maybe half they believe in God, and the others are just materialistic persons or impersonalists. And of those who, the 500 million who believe in God, so not so many are fully engaged in devotional activities. And those who are engaged fully in devotional activities, not many of them, they know Krishna in truth, Veti Tattvataha. So it is very rare. The pure devotees are rare. But we should try one's best to be fully absorbed in spiritual activities and to gain transcendental knowledge. And as explained here, through the medium of Shastra, Shastra Chakshus, Jnana Chakshus, with the eyes of the Shastra we should see, we should understand, with the knowledge also of course received from the spiritual master, Tadvidhi Paripatana Pariprasna Seva Upadekshati Degyanam Jnaninas Tattva Darshanaha. So we have to receive the knowledge from the spiritual master, the representative of Krishna, of the Supreme Lord, the representative of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then only we can properly understand actually the Shastras also. Simply by trying to read the scriptures on one's own, one will not be able to understand the Supreme Lord. It is practically not possible. But one has to approach the spiritual master who is fully realized, and then under his guidance, by his mercy, one will understand in truth about Krishna, about his wonderful pastimes. So just like the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, mostly they want to enter into Braj Leela, and of course Gaur Leela also. So for that purpose, so we have to understand the padati, the sadhana, the process by which we can attain that goal. So that is mentioned in the scriptures, so that is revealed by the pure devotee. Just like Srila Prabhupada, so he presented the books of the most intimate devotees of Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami specifically, who presented Upadeshamrita and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So he wanted the devotee to study these two books in the beginning, in order to have a clear understanding of devotional service, specifically Braj Bhakti also. So for example, so if you want to go to Braj, so we have to worship Yashoda Nandan, Nandan Nandan, not Vasudev Krishna. Of course we respect Vasudev Krishna, we respect Dwarkadesh, we respect Ramchandra Bhagavan, Vishnu, Narayan, Rishingadev. And one who has love for Krishna, he loves everyone. What to speak of the expansions of Krishna? Even the ants, the jiva and the ant body, so therefore he will not harm anyone. But the full love and attention and the glorification, the remembrance is of Yashoda Nandan Krishna. So that is an important point. And as mentioned in the Chaitanya Chaitamrita by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. So of course therefore first we have to read the Bhagavad Gita, and then we read the Srimad Bhagavatam, and then Prabhupada presented the Chaitanya Chaitamrita also to be read. So not in the temple then, but then privately after having studied the Srimad Bhagavatam, then we should study the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Then we can have the clear understanding of the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the essence of the Srimad Bhagavatam? That is the 10th canto, the Ashray, Sumam Bonam, as explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam itself also. And there the Braj Leela, the first 35 chapters are most important which is about Krishna's pastimes when he appears in this world. And then of course he goes to Mathura and Dwarka, but specifically the Gauri Vaishnavas, they will worship Krishna in Braj. And then they will follow in the footsteps of the associates of Krishna, the eternal associates, Ragatmik Jan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has explained that without following the footsteps of the Brijbasis, it is not possible to enter into Braj. There's one other verse, Bhaktya Mama Bijanati Yavan Yatsasar Tatvatahata Tomam Tatvato Gyatva Vishatitat Anantaram, from the 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, text number 54. So there is explaining by bhakti, so one can understand Bhaktya Mama Bijanati Yavan Yatsasmi Tatvataha. Then one can, in Tatvata, in truth, we can understand Krishna. Then Vishatitat Anantaram. Then one can enter the pastimes of Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so he very clearly mentioned that we have to follow the Brijabhasis. And in the same 10th canto, a little further on, in Damodar Lila, so we are worshipping Damodar Krishna, Yashoda Damodar, during the month of Kartik, in just a little more than 10 days. So to come closer to Krishna, to develop our love for Him, to become more pure in our love. So, Yashoda Damodar is worshipped during the month of Kartik. Of course, the devotees, so that is in Prabhupada is explained in this chapter, referring to this Damodar Lila, that those who want to enter into the relationship of Vatsalya Bhav, the parental affection towards Krishna, they have to carefully study the service and the mood, how she was serving Krishna, how she was taking care of Krishna, and in which mood she was doing the service to Krishna. That we have to study. So that is known as Raga Anuga Bhakti, following the eternal associates of Krishna and Braj. And by doing then our consciousness will be purified, and then our relationship with Krishna will be revealed and established, and then we can, after giving up this body, we can enter the pastimes of the Lord. And those who want to have the friendship relationship with Krishna, they should study the books, also the pastimes regarding the pastimes of Krishna with his friends, Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam, Kinkini, Subal, Arjun, Stoka Krishna, Gandharv, Madhumangal, and so on. And by hearing about the pastimes of Krishna with his friends, then one can also then imbibe that mood and then enter the pastimes of the Lord in that realm. So that has been explained very nicely, the different moods of the associates of Krishna and Braj and the nectar of devotion. For those who have also the servitorship relationship, like in Krishna's father's palace in Nanda Bhavan, in Nandagaon, so there the servants are there, Raktak, Patrak, and they are so helping in cleaning the house, or sometimes cutting Krishna's beautiful hair a little bit, trimming the hair, and there's one servant cleaning Krishna's cloth. So Raktak and Patrak, they're preparing tambul, the pan leaves, and putting betel, crushed betel nuts and some spices inside, and Krishna likes it very much. So the symptoms are mentioned there in the Krishna book. And in the Krishna book to some extent, or here in the Bhagavatam, but more explicitly it is explained in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindha by Rupa Goswami. And then in regards to the highest relationship, that is with the gopis, that is explained to some extent in the Nectar of Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but that is the highest and most confidential, and only those who are then fully advanced and purified in consciousness, they can enter that realm. And for that purpose, then he has written one book, Ujjwal Nilamani, where he has very elaborately explained the different moods of the gopis in relationship, in their loving relationship with Krishna. So by studying these books under the guidance of the spiritual master, then one can be absorbed in that, and then one can advance to the highest stage of pure devotional service, and then realize Krishna Swarup and one's own Swarup. And then after that one can enter into the pastimes of the Lord in one of the universes. Also it is not possible to directly go, but usually one will first have to go to the universe where Krishna is performing his pastimes, then one becomes perfect. One will be trained up there in the service, then one can enter the pastimes of the Lord fully, and then one is automatically also there in the spiritual world. So in order to achieve that, one has to be very serious and sincere and always fully engaged positively in devotional activities under the guidance of the spiritual master, under the guidance of the advanced devotees, in the association with the devotees, and try to be fully engaged in loving relationship with Krishna and the devotees. And then also one should be compassionate to the younger devotees and to the common people who are non-envious, and try also to help them to come to this spiritual life. So Vaishnava is not thinking about his own liberation also, but is very much concerned about the others, the conditioned souls. But we have to, of course, first take care of ourselves, and when we are nicely situated, then we can help others also. But it is important to have that mood of giving, not just wanting to take the benefit of the service of the Lord and of the Mahaprasad, but try to give the knowledge to others, try to give prasadam to others. And so in this way, then Mahaprabhu will be very pleased. The spiritual master will be pleased, and Mahaprabhu will be pleased, and Krishna will be pleased. Hare Krishna. 9 o'clock. Any questions? Everything is clear? Yeah, Mataji. One Mataji has one. Give the microphone behind. One Mataji has a question. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Here. Yes, good question. Yes, if we should also visualize the pastimes. In the beginning, one should try to chant nicely and hear nicely. But then one has to serve the deities, one has to hear the pastimes of the Lord, and then ultimately, one should remember Krishna while chanting. And of course, in the beginning, it is a kind of forces there, and it may sometimes almost seem to be artificial, but no harm. But we have to concentrate on the speaking and the hearing. That is important. But then you have to pray first to Guru, because without the Guru's mercy, you can never serve Krishna. You cannot see Krishna. Just like when you serve the deities, first is Guru Puja, then Gauranga, and then Krishna Puja. So we chant Hare Krishna, and then you remember your spiritual master also, and pray to him that you can chant nicely. And then after that you can pray so that you may see Mahaprabhu, you may see the deities you are worshipping, you may see Krishna. Because Krishna, Krishna Nam is no different. So when you chant the Krishna, you must actually see Krishna. Then you're really chanting. Otherwise there's nothing there. And we are not Mayavadis, we don't want to merge into the Brahma Jyoti. So if you're not thinking, nothing is there. But you have to think of Krishna ultimately. But it will take some time, but you have to pray. And then Prabhupada used to say, that is the process. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dan. Bhakti A, Krishna Nam. smarane krandane. So the wealth of bhakti yoga is there. And what is bhakti yoga? Krishna naam, chanting the holy names, and smarane, remembering Krishna, Krishna's beautiful form, and then krandane, crying. And Prabhupada also used to say, and Guru Govinda Maharaj was very much stressing that point, and he was saying, I am opening a crying school, you have to cry. And Prabhupada also used to say, it is the chanting, it is like a crying of the child to the mother first, Srimati Radharani Hare. Hara, that is also an address to Srimati Radharani. And then by, just like we say Radha, but in when you call out to Radha, you say Radhe. And so Hara is the name of Radharani also, and then you say Hare. So we pray to Srimati Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna. And so then you have to cry like a child, crying to the parents, I'm in a helpless position. Or if somebody is bothering the child, small child, going to mama and papa, papa, mama, this boy is bothering me, he's beaten me, he's crying. Then the parents will pacify and tell the other boy, don't beat my boy. So we have to cry because we're in a helpless position. So many difficulties are there. Material nature, even sometimes so-called enemies are there and other people bothering us. But the main problem is not from outside, the main problem is from inside. As explained, kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya. So these enemies, they have to be destroyed. So the jiva is bothered by these enemies from the mind. So therefore we have to cry out for help, first to Guru, then Kuranga, and then Krishna. So you have to cry so that you can sometimes see Mahaprabhu, so you can sometimes see Krishna. And then Prabhupada used to say, if you cannot cry, then you should cry that you can cry. If you cannot do that, you cry that you cannot cry, that you know that you cannot cry. So in other words, if tears are not coming from the eyes, tears should be coming from your eyes, as Mahaprabhu says, like torrents of rain. So that is the advanced stage. But if not that stage, maybe sometimes a tear should come while chanting in bliss or in separation or in despair. So if no tears are coming while chanting, then you should pray. You should cry, my dear Lord, the tears are not coming. Like this, and then eventually maybe some tears may come sometimes. But if they're not, you should try and cry. That's why we're chanting the Shikshashtakam every day. We should meditate on these verses also. When will the day come? And so then in this mood you should then chant and then pray that all the garbage will go away which is there in the consciousness. And the mind is saying this and this and that. I should do this, I should do that. But you should think about Krishna. Amani nam anana, Krishna nam sadalabe, braja radha Krishna seva manase karibe. Mahaprabhu told Raghunath Goswami, first to be humble, tolerant, not expect any honor, give honors to others, and always chant Hare Krishna. And then while you're chanting, Braje, Radha Krishna Seva Manase Karibe, Braje in Braj, Radha Krishna Seva should be there. With the mind you should remember Radha Krishna, how beautiful they are. You remember how the Lalita and Vishakha are serving. So that is a high stage, but that is actually the goal, and so we have to pray. And and two kinds of pastimes are there, the Nitya Leela and the Prakat Leela, the spiritual world. Ultimately we have to remember both of them. But first we concentrate on Krishna's pastimes here. And by hearing Krishna's pastimes in this world, then the anattas, they will be destroyed. If you hear the different demons being killed, then the different artas are destroyed. Then we can hear about Radha Krishna's pastimes throughout the day and night. And then we may remember when the consciousness is pure. So that has been explained by the acharyas also. But we have to endeavor and we have to pray. From nothing, nothing comes. If we're just chanting mindlessly, and the mind is going here, or the child, or the consciousness is there, or the soul is then riding on the chariot of the mind, going to America, going to here and there, I should go here and there. But no, Krishna is there, and Krishna is there. When we're chanting, we should be in Braj, not just physically, but internally. And then we should see the essences of the Lord. Krishna smaram janam jasya. Krishna smaram janam chasya, nija prashtam sametam, tata kata rachasya, sukuryad vasam rajasada. So that is from Nectar Devotion. Prabhupada quotes them in the eighth, in the purport to the eighth verse of the Upadeshamrita, what is the essence of all advisors, that we should constantly remember Krishna's wonderful qualities, Krishna's form, qualities and pastimes. And so in this way one should be in Braj. And then in the mood, tad anuragi jananugami. And then remember the Brijabhasis who have anurag, that is one stage of prem. We should remember their pastimes, Krishna smaram janam chasta nija prishtam samhitam. And should discuss these pastimes, hear and discuss these pastimes. And then sometimes you can remember when you're chanting, when you're praying, and then you can advance towards perfection. So, but it will take some time, but we have a whole life to practice. But we have to be very serious and sincere and really try to go in that direction so that we can make tangible advancement, and maybe we may become perfect. It is possible in one lifetime, but we should try to advance as much as possible in this lifetime. And if you're fortunate, we may attain perfection. If not, the next life, which is also no problem. So, but we should try to make as much as possible advancement. So we have to remember Krishna ultimately while chanting. That is real chanting. Otherwise it is just at the most namabhas, a reflection of the name. But real chanting is when you're chanting and you're remembering Krishna and Krishna's wonderful qualities and Krishna's associates and Krishna's pastimes. Okay? Hare Krishna. Okay, so those who want to go, they can go. And those who have more questions, they should. Yeah, yes. So our Honorable President may go, and other senior devotees. And you can, one more question. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Also Prabhupada is mentioning about Divyaka, Chandra Mahatmya Divyaka.
Yes.
Like in our day, like in our my Guru Maharaj's lecture, and many lectures we have heard about considering the Guru as like Bhagavad Buddhi about Guru, and also Bhagavad Buddhi about like Sarvatra, Sarvatra Bhagavad Darshan. So, can these things this Aja word is considered, like Lord saying is my Janma is Divya.
Yes.
Can it be considered in our daily life where we are seeing Lord's hand in our life? Like wherever we see God in our life, can this word is considered like Janma Karma Chame Divya? Like we can consider that Lord is taking birth in our life there? Is it appropriate?
Actually, for example, in Janmashtami, we are celebrating the appearance of Krishna. So every Janmashtami, if Krishna is not in our heart, when we cannot perceive Krishna in our hearts on Janmashtami, then we should pray to Krishna. It is your appearance day today. May you appear in our heart. May you become manifest in our heart. So that you should do every year till Krishna is really there and manifested in your heart. And regarding this Ajana, so that refers to the Lord who is transcendental, yes, who is Dibya. And so therefore Prabhupada mentioned Janma Karma Chanme Dibyam, so that the Supreme Lord, everything about the Lord is transcendental. So His appearance is also transcendental. And so in this world, He's appearing as a child, but in the spiritual world, He's in the Kishoravasta, a fresh youth of 15 years. So ultimately we are praying. Well, it's nice to also see Krishna as a baby, the baby form, and that that we may pray also. But ultimately we want to see Kishore and Kishori. Shyamasundar, 15 years old, and Srimati Radharani, 13 years old. That is their eternal age. So we want to ultimately see that form, not just simply Krishna as a child. But in the beginning, we have to hear about these pastimes. We may try to visualize this pastime also, but ultimately we have to try to pray that we can, that this form of Kishore Kishori may manifest in our heart. So that is the original form of Krishna. So, but in this material world, so that is simultaneously non-different from the spiritual world, but there's a difference there also. In Golok, Krishna is never there as a baby. There's no birth in Golok. And he's not going to Mathura. And there are no demons there. So, but in this world, so Krishna is appearing in this way to attract the devotees, to purify the devotees, and so they may then understand also the eternal pastimes. So, but ultimately, more important than the pastimes in this world are the eternal pastimes. And trying, so we should try to pray for this Kishore Kishori, that we may see Shyamasundar as an eternal youth. So that will be more important. And when we see any verse of the Bhagavatam, so ultimately we try to see Krishna, Shyamasundar, and Srimati Radharani in their eternal form, not in the childhood pastimes. But, of course, some who have this Vatsalya Bhav, they will see as a child, that may be there. But in Gauri Vaishnavas, mostly the relationship is in the mood of the gopis. Like all our acharyas, they are in gopi bhav. They are manjaris, they are gopis. So that is the highest understanding in the Gauri Vaishnava Sampradaya. But other relationships may be there. We concentrate on the... Ultimately, we have to concentrate on the eternal pastimes if we want to enter the eternal pastimes. But the pastimes in this world are also important to purify the consciousness of the conditioned soul. So, but any verse you can take from the Bhagavatam, then the pure devotee will always see their Ishtadev there, because Bhagavatam is no different from Krishna. And our Aradhya Dev, that is Krishna, Yashoda Nandan Gopinath. Okay? Hare Krishna.